the movement for democratic change during the constitution-making process, we fought very hard that powers will be devolved back to the people, and the powers have been devolved back to the people. The people of Lower Velo shall once again enjoy governing themselves, having the power to decide on what they want on the issues of their gardens. And secondly, one area that had collapsed over the years was the area of education. And as a party, we said, and consulted our members, and our members said, no, we want people with proper background and who are citizens of this area. And they, as a result, they chose Grainyard, who's a veteran educationist, to revive the education sector, because we feel as a party that is the most important thing when it comes to empowering citizens is via education, and we are going to do that as a political party.
We've seen in the past that areas that are not in urban areas have largely been won by ZANU-PF. And also you have MDCT also running in that same constituency. What are your chances of clinching this seat?
I will not waste your time telling you about ZANU-PF and MDCT and what they are doing. But what I'm simply going to tell you is that ZANU-PF has always been winning because of the resettlement areas. Unfortunately, this time they will not get that because our president is a neighbor of these people in the resettlement areas, and he has fought very hard to assist these farmers. And secondly, our candidate is also a farmer in that area, and he's been assisting living in harmony with these former freedom fighters. We are promising ZANU-PF that this time people from Lower Velo will get their freedom that they have been longing for.